Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I couldn't have scripted a more perfect game for this team for game one. What better example of how we do things here and how you win games as a team than today, okay? Everybody gets a game ball for this one. This is the exact game that good football teams win, okay? These are the separating factors. It's frustrating as all hell. And when you're not living up to your own standard, it can crumble lesser people. So I commend everybody for this grown-ass man win, and understand we have another interesting thing ahead of us. An opportunity, right?
We had each other back. We had each other back, man. Everybody started making plays. Everybody started feeding off of each other energy. Man, that's who we are. That's who we are. That's what we've been building for. This is all we gotta do. Love well, y'all boys, man. Fins on 2-1-2.
Fins!
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team.
Well, we're not apologizing. It might have looked ugly for almost three quarters. It didn't look pretty. I heard a lot of you fans coming out of that game yesterday. But I ain't apologizing on a Monday morning after the opener. For a win. I'm not going to apologize. We'll take it. Jason Sanders, 52-yard field goal. And two of the greatest plays back-to-back in the history of the franchise. I'm serious. And I wasn't around in the 70s. But Javon Hollins' tackle was unbelievable on ETN. And then on top of that, the very next play, 80-yard touchdown to Tyreek Hill. Omar Kelly joins us this morning from the Miami Herald. You've had a busy 24 hours.
Not as busy as Tyreek's.
That, by the way, in all my opening days with the Miami Dolphins, that 6 hours for Tyreek Hill will go down by itself. And by the way, ends up having a huge play and that video that everybody's seen of about half the fan base driving by to see it. Him handcuffed on the ground, and then goes out and has himself a Tyreek Hill kind of game. 7 catches, 130 yards, including the 80-yard touchdown right after Javon Hollins' play.
Didn't even know that was his career high in terms of the touchdown yardage. Never
thought for
about
one play,
it.
80 yards?
Yeah.
I thought it was just for us. I knew it was, but in Kansas City, too, that's the longest ever or here?
I don't know. I got to look that up.
For here, that was that was it.
That's impressive in terms of how he performed. I think a lot of players were maybe having a hangover about what was going on. They looked sloppy in the first half, Joe. They looked a little bit confused, a little bit out of sorts.
Don't you have a little theory on that going back to preseason a little bit maybe or no?
Yeah, I okay. do. You know, as Mike says, he is Mr. Maintenance Program, and a lot of people have been on the maintenance program. I'm not sure a lot of guys have worked together on a consistent basis. So they looked a little sloppy, and defensively, I didn't think they were in sync. And offensively, I mean, the scripted first 20 plays, what was that? I expect better from Mike McDaniel.
Quick passes to the outside. He had it that his guys are going to block and his running backs were going to get the ball and break some tackles. And they finally, they did. Achan had a couple. But it was... I had a theory on the whole thing, and we've had a lot of people, by the way, text in this morning. Omar, and part of it is, as you just said, I said, this is the first time Jimmy Cephalo asked me during the game, what do you think? And I said, first time a lot of these guys are playing together. This camp is in this game. And second of all, a lot of them, right or wrong, haven't done much. So you're going from zero to whatever speed, 90, 60, 70.
Yeah. I mean, but one of the guys who's probably worked the least is Calais Campbell, and he opens the game with a sack.
Then has a tackle for loss right behind it.
Yeah. So I don't want to make excuses for this team. I will say this. I expect better from Mike McDaniel in terms of you have spent 9 months coming up with a game plan for that first opening drive, opening series, first 20 scripted plays, and that was a disappointment.
So did he, by the way he called plays, I'm throwing this out, did he trust his offensive line, have him get rid of that ball so quickly to the outside?
No. And the way they ran the ball, did he trust his offensive line? No.
Because I know that's a sensitive one with those guys. Oh, the offensive line's not that bad.
Oh, it's not sensitive.
And by the way, it's going on around the league if they feel any better, because I saw some bad offensive lines yesterday.
You think it's just an early instance of things just haven't gotten in sync or in?
I think there's a bigger shortage of good offensive linemen than there is quarterbacks in this league. And I think quarterbacks,
I don't know if we can name 25 quarterbacks. There's got to be.
Yeah, but there's some guys that are playing badly at quarterback that they're running for their life yesterday. And some. Deshaun Watson's a great example. Listen, he hasn't been good since he's been with
Houston. I mean, no, since he left Houston, right.
But with Cleveland, since he's been there, and it's some. I mean, it just looks like he's running for his life all the time. I don't know, but if you got your son's got a chance to be a 300-pounder out there, he's got long arms and he can move a little bit, and maybe not into basketball, just make him an offensive lineman, man.
Yeah, he's got to like the contact though.
He's
and a thankless.
He's
job.
Ready to go. So you've been around for a lot like I have on these opening days down here in South Florida.
Yeah.
Where's this one rank as far as what happened with Tyreek Hill 3 hours before to going through that game? And then looking like they were going to go down 24-7 going into the fourth, and all of a sudden.
You know, the difference is with this team, even though they were playing like trash early in the game, I knew that they could turn it around.
Yeah, I did too. I did feel that way.
You could snap your finger and Tyreek could score a touchdown.
Yeah,
in any instance, they're just setting you up for that. They're just waiting for it, pretty much all game, and it finally happened for Tua. To me, the defensive turnaround, 105 yards in the second half to Jacksonville, that's impressive. 0-5 on third downs in the second half, that's impressive. And I have more concerns about the defense than I do have the offense.
I'm guessing defensive line.
Is that where it starts?
Calais and Zach, and then what do you have?
Nothing.
Because I saw them move inside.
Yeah.
They finally moved them both inside so they could stop the run.
They're inside on the nickel package, so you got to stop the run with your nickel package. That's not good. That's not ideal. linebackers. You know, I have concerns about Jordan Brooks. Didn't even have a tackle. How does an inside linebacker
boy, you didn't hear his name. That's a great call.
How does an inside linebacker not have a tackle?
That's a great call. We did not hear.
David Long in coverage. That's still, you know, he was a monster yesterday in terms of just seeking it out and stuff in the run, but his coverage skills, Jordan Poyer's coverage skills.
By the way,
depth at second, depth in the cornerback.
No, you're right, but I do want to take our hat off. Jalen Phillips.
Yes.
Got a lot of pressures and finally got a huge sack. He and Emmanuel Ogba at the end of the game.
Back-to-back sacks
at
the end of
the game. Nice plays.
Can you – back-to-back sacks, the defense, last time you're on the field, back-to-back sacks. Mm. When is the last time you've seen that, Joe?
It's been
a critical drive for Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, no, that was big. I still go back to the game-changing play Javon Holland made. And by the way, I saw you wrote about this, and you're right. Like, everybody got paid but Javon Holland, and Javon Holland comes up with the biggest play of the game. If he didn't make that tackle, first of all, he's going in the end zone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second of all, he tackles him, but he's able to force the ball out.
He just punches the ball out.
Punches it out. Ball goes in the end zone. They recover, and the very next play, Tyreek Hill, that great speed, gets up and the whole thing there. So, not going to apologize, though. We've had a lot of people really down on the team this morning.
Oh, come on. A win is a win.
Calm down.
A win is a win. You know what's impressive about that win? And you heard it in the speech from Jalen Ramsey, and they've been talking about this the entire offseason, especially the leadership. It's about how you respond in adversity. And remember when Jordan Poyer came out and basically said, yeah, you know, the reputation about this team in the league is that they're soft.
Right.
You punch them in the mouth.
You get them early, they're done.
And they fold. And that's what they've been working against. That's what they've been trying to – how do you respond in adversity? And I don't think any team in the NFL faced more adversity going into that game than the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Just how many players drove by seeing Tyreek Hill in handcuffs, seeing their teammates
in
handcuffs.
By the way, we're getting ready to start the game, and I was like, this is unbelievable. Not only does Tyreek Hill, I see a picture. And by the way, half the stadium had a picture of him in handcuffs on the ground.
A video where you can't see if the officer kicked him, but it certainly looked like he kicked him.
And then Omar, he goes out and goes 7 catches for 130 yards, including an 80-yard touchdown. That puts the Dolphins within 3 basically to start the fourth quarter, and they go on and win the game.
Don't forget the celebration, Joe.
Oh, the celebration. Yeah.
Which you kind of knew was coming from Tyreek.
Oh, no question. It was just who was going to be involved. the handcuff celebration. So, we had a wild opener here, man. And oh, by the way, if that's not enough, a guy that has absolutely owned us, Josh Allen, whose team was down a couple of touchdowns.
I call him Daddy.
Josh Allen is 11-2 against the Miami Dolphins, going into his 7th year. Yes, the playoff game, too. He is 11-2. He goes for two running and two throwing yesterday. And this is a guy we got to beat. If you can't beat them, they can't every year beat you twice. It just, with this AFC East thing's probably going to be tight again, and you can't. This is a game to get. You got to get them at home Thursday night.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And they said, no, you want to get over what happened on Sunday. You want to get past this hangover. Your focus, full focus, has got to be on the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, because he has owned you.
Well, I've been trying really hard not to overlook Jacksonville. I've been trying because I think they have a good team.
They have a good team. Here's the question I have for you. Is this going to be viewed as a good win or a bad win, but, you know, beating a soft team by the time this season is over? What do you predict?
I think,
because it's a fourth quarter comeback.
I think,
and people say Tua can't do fourth quarter comebacks.
By the way, that they played their ass off. That was the way they played in the fourth quarter is great. That Mike's right what he said after the game. That now you don't want to see your team like play like that for 3 quarters. That's dangerous. But yeah, that's a hell of a win, a comeback win against a good team.
Yeah.
They got good players. They got a lot of guys they're paying a lot of money to.
I just need to know if you're going to put Jacksonville, because people say, you know what they say about Tua, he can't beat a good team.
Okay. Well, listen.
Dolphins, they can't beat a good team.
Well, we got that big test Thursday night.
Yeah. Well, that's a juggernaut.
Josh Allen.
That's not a good team. That's a
monster. And Tua Tagovailoa. And I got to tell you, man, Josh Allen, he's done it all. I've seen him run late in games. I've seen him throw it late in games. I've seen Josh Allen when he
two losses to the Miami Dolphins. Charles Clay dropped the pass in the end zone that would have won it. And then he ran out of gas.
He ran out of gas after having like 90 plays in the other one. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. We're running late. Stay with us. Omar Kelly's with us. NFL Network's with us. NFL Films with us. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I think it tells you early on a lot about our team and a lot of what we've tried to ingrain in each other with the relationships we've been building off the field, on the field. It's just collectively, I got your back, you got our back. We're not shying away from what we know is true. It's like, we're down 14. That's what it is. Like, what are we gonna do? Nobody else can change that but us. So we went through a lot of adversity, but good teams find ways to win, even if it looks not as good. So there's a lot of things we need to clean up, but happy we came out with the win.
Collectively as a group, offensively, it was just one of those deals where we just needed to get our head out of our ass. That was it. It was, okay, yeah, we're just going to come out here. You know, it's hot. These dudes are probably going to give up a little bit. Now we got punched in the mouth. And that's what you get.
I know. It didn't sound like it, but that was Tua Tagovailoa.
That's Alpha Tua.
Wow, I got a new contract, and this is
No. This is my team. This is my team, and he's conducted himself like that. He's got such a swagger right now.
Omar, when you get a new contract,
$47 million a year.
Whatever that thing comes to, you feel you feel empowered, and I understand. I'm dead serious. You get that, and to be able to call those guys out, and those guys like it, and they wake up in the fourth quarter of that game, and we don't have a whole lot of time to celebrate this one.
He called names, Joe.
Oh, he did at halftime.
Ooh, imagine that. And that's what they've said they've been building to all offseason. Hey, we got to know you. We got to be able to trust you. We got to know how to handle you. And, you know, when I need to check you, I'm going to check you. And I guess they felt like they couldn't do that last season. Or people would respond to it a little bit differently. But this team, Jordan Poyer said it. Remember when he sent that warning shot, that this team, they are known to fold when adversity hits. And he played for
the Buffalo Bills. He's seen it up close.
Absolutely. Listen, and that's true, and that's going to be an ultimate test. And Mike McDaniel said it after the game. Hey, we you know, there's no better way to show that you can respond to adversity. We know all the storylines about our team, and we got to solve them, and we got to address them all and face them head on.
You know, Omar, we got this Thursday night game, and the Bills are the team – in your way, if you're going to win the AFC East.
Yes.
That's the way you got to treat it.
And it's been it. You got to go through
and
daddy.
Josh Allen is 11-2 as a starter against the Miami Dolphins. He hasn't missed a game. 1 year, he beat us in the playoffs, too. So there's an extra game in there. But if you're going to win this AFC East and you're going to get a home game for the playoffs,
everything you want is going through Buffalo Bills. And they got to come to your home, and this is the one where you definitely have to present your best. They're at full strength right now, so there are no excuses. So we can say whatever we want about how we played, and you know when we were
who
injured,
nobody
available.
Cares about that. I understand we bring it up, and you know you want to make a point on, but.
Last time they played them for the AFC Championship game last year, Joe, they didn't have Waddle. They didn't have Mostert. Those are two very important pieces.
But nobody cares.
Yeah,
when you look back in the AFC East, nobody cares. They just go, the Bills win the game again.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a home game coming up.
They did.
And the Dolphins lost, and they had to travel to Kansas City.
One of the
and got kicked around in another game where you didn't have a lot of guys. But, you know, that's why you got to win these games early, and this one has been the target. You've got to beat the Buffalo Bills. You can't let them beat you twice. You can't. Then we get into head-to-head, we got same record, but we got you twice. So you go on the road, and we're going home. Get ready for a home game.
And that's why that Jacksonville win was so important, too, because it's probably going to be factored into playoffs, in the playoff picture later on down the line when we're talking about the AFC and how things shake out.
So we have had folks just like you, and you probably all have strong opinions on everything without knowing all the facts from yesterday, which I don't have, and nor do I know. I guess there's going to be an investigation going on now.
Let me ask you this question, Joe, and I'm just going to play hypothetical here because I've heard this a lot on Twitter from the Ray-Ban wearing people. even if Tyreek should have complied, if I'm being stopped for a traffic stop, let's say I was speeding, let's say I was driving fast in my Maserati, in my Ferrari, even if you're going to give me a citation and a ticket, why do I need to get what? Even if I was verbally aggressive with you, what justifies me being pulled out of a car for a speeding ticket and put on the ground and handcuffed and kicked?
I don't know. It makes no sense to me to start with. That video when I saw him on the ground.
Yeah,
I understand getting him out of the car if he did something. If he was driving like a crazy man. I mean, that the traffic down there is people crossing the street 3 hours before. People are starting to drink and going across. You're trying to, but I don't understand when they know he's a wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, and
it doesn't even matter who he is, just anybody in general. What do you need to take them out the car for?
No. My point was they knew who he was. That's all.
If they knew who he was, that's an even bigger problem.
Well, you don't think they had an idea when he got out of that car? Did you see that car?
Yes, I don't care. If that's an even bigger problem, because if you knew who he was, and I'm assuming you did, because the Dolphins pay for everybody, every officer that's at the stadium. The Dolphins are the ones that write the paychecks that day. It's not like the city of Miami said volunteer and said, hey, we need some Dolphins. We need some motorcycle officers at the game. That's not what happens.
So I don't know. So let me just say this. I don't know how fast he was going. I don't know the facts of any of this.
Don't know what he was said. But no matter how fast he was going, no matter what he said to the officer, does any of that justify what we saw?
I don't know, man. Why don't you ask that guy in Las Vegas that's in doing time right now?
Ooh.
Wide receiver from Alabama, used to play for the Raiders in the first round. So my point is, I don't know how fast he was going. I have no idea. I don't. Matter of fact, nobody said anything to us yesterday. So
yeah.
I don't know, and I don't know what he said to those guys. But I do agree that it's hard for me to imagine. Because the weirdest part, you put a guy on the ground in handcuffs, he's usually not going to be going to a football game. He's usually going to be going down to the courthouse or hang out.
Get him a nice little orange jersey.
So
orange jumper.
Yeah, instead of his jersey. So it was
Calais too.
And Calais was right there. Some other guy stopped by the party.
Calais was in handcuffs, Joe. Calais Campbell, Mr. NFL, Man of the Year, choir boy, NFL choir boy.
Well, I will just tell you this, and I don't know all the facts, and I know what you're saying. I am, and I know we got divided here in town like we need this again. But
yeah, as Tyreek said, what if I wasn't Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, I saw that.
And that sticks with me today.
So I would just it was a wild 6 hours like I have never ever seen. We're getting ready, and you know, I got there super early yesterday to beat the traffic. You probably did the same thing, so you didn't have to fight.
That happened right when I was walking out the door, and I had to adjust.
So I got there like 3.5 hours. So I thought everybody was messing with me, but I gotta tell you, that is the craziest 6 hours of an opener that I can ever remember. And Tyreek Hill, the new Scottie Scheffler of golf there, man, going off the golf course, the handcuffs, and then sprinting back to play in his round of golf. And Tyreek did that.
Well, the good news is Jeff Darlington's getting used to covering these things.
Yeah, Jeff Darlington,
I saw a meme that says, if you're the NFL, that's the last person that you want to see covering your game because you're worried about who's going to get arrested before kickoff.
He's got both of them now.
Yeah.
I didn't know JD was even there yesterday. I should have known. Of course. I should have known yesterday. You're down in that corner. You don't even know what's going on around you. But I will tell you, on top of that, he has one of the best plays of the game when they need it. And he has his longest play as a Miami Dolphin, 80 yards for a touchdown to make it a 3-point game when it looked like it was going to be a 17-point game and over. And just crazy. So two great plays by Javon Holland and Tyreek Hill and everything else. And by the way, all I could think of when this happened, Omar, was nobody's going to be talking about this game.
Nope.
Everybody's going to be talking
about it. Got to flush it, Joe.
Tyreek Hill and the police is going to be the hot topic. And I see already people from the Dade County Police coming out and their investigation.
So that video is going to come out, obviously, right? I mean, I'm guessing the TMZ will get their hands on it first. Usually TMZ is the authority on these things.
We have a lot of leaks down here. I've been down here a while. Yeah, a lot of stuff gets leaked
out. But that video will come out, and then, you know, we'll know what happened.
Hopefully it doesn't come out before Thursday, because everybody needs our focus. The daddy's coming to town.
Tyreek played pretty well.
Daddy wants to visit the kids, all right?
Tyreek shook it off pretty well. He went out there 130 and a touchdown, not so bad.
I can't wait to see Josh Allen with his new batch of wide receivers and this team. And by the way, that defense didn't look like, outside of Gregory Russo, did not look like the Buffalo Bills.
They're a rebuilding team. They're rebuilding on the fly.
Got to get them right now.
Yeah, I mean, look what they did this offseason. They're rebuilding. They are, but they're still winning. Obviously, and the goal is to still win, but
they're not rebuilding.
They're not rebuilding.
Buffalo Bills win the AFC East every year. They're not rebuilding. They're out to win right now.
Change as many. Stephon Diggs.
As long as they have Josh Allen, there's no rebuild. It's about right. They go in the first day and they go AFC East. They go home field.
We're sitting down here going, hey, let's win a playoff
Change
game.
Change their offensive line, get rid of their center. How many salary dumps did they purge a lot of their roster? They're retooling. Okay, they're not rebuilding, but they're retooling. Are they as good as they have been? We'll see.
But they're doing so as long as you have Josh Allen, they're going to go and tell Josh, "Hey, this year we're going to rebuild a little bit. Just hang in there. You get your money."
You get your money. Yeah, they gave him a big fat lump sum payment.
You see the way Josh Allen plays? Does it look like the way that guy's jumping over the top of people and running through people? And
they believe that he can carry it through a rebuild.
We'll see if he can.
And that is, it's one hell of a
challenge. I just don't want it to be against the Miami Dolphins. We got to get this game Thursday night. That's it. Hey, we got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here as we continue on. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this. All right, welcome back. I was just asking Omar, what would that mean when he said, if I wasn't Tyreek Hill, you were just explaining it to me. So
yeah, he's saying, what if he wasn't? And that's so important. What if he wasn't Tyreek Hill? He would have been. He'd probably still be locked up right now. Waiting for his bond hearing.
I am. I'm really curious to see what's gonna come out of this. Instead of us talking about just the football game, obviously the bigger story is what happened to your best player before the game, 3 hours before, to be in that situation with three or four or five police officers that were there. And by the way, that working, you want to talk about a tough one. How about between the Miami Dolphins and the Dade County Police and the security and all that?
Yeah, they
trying
are.
Trying to, I mean, for Drew and...
The Miami Dolphins are the number one off-duty employer of police department.
Oh, for sure. By far, of course.
By far, yeah.
Yeah, for everything.
Yeah.
Including, you know, soccer. Heck, we could have used another 200 police officers for that event.
Why you got to bring up old stuff, Joe?
No. I was just trying to...
Why you got to bring up old stuff, Joe?
No, hey, but in fairness, they fixed that escalator. I used it the other day.
I'm black.
Remember they destroyed?
Yeah, they got everything. Yeah,
they fixed
everything
it.
Fixed over there.
No, they were all good. I think they closed off the air ducts, too.
Yeah, probably guy's still in the air ducts right now.
Yeah, they closed those things off, so if he's in there, he's in there for good.
But you need those police officers.
You do.
And so you're trying to... I'd have loved to have seen behind the scenes this whole thing yesterday. Somebody had to call the police chief. I'm sure the top guy had to get involved.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure they called the Dade County mayor. She had to get involved. All right, right? Am I right? I mean, this is like pretty,
It went up pretty high pretty fast.
And no matter what you think, or you've already made up your mind, because maybe some people out there, because apparently everybody knows
he should've complied,
true story.
Joe.
But the video or the pictures that everybody has of him on the ground handcuffed or laying out is just
I thought it was a
bad
skit.
I thought it was a skit. Bad.
Because it couldn't have been real.
Yeah. No.
I thought it was some Tyreek skit.
On your way to a game, and I went, okay, somebody's trying to be funny.
Yeah.
I thought same thing.
Yeah. Tyreek is trolling the fan base.
Can you believe that somebody found a Tyreek Hill look-alike, and got a nice car.
No, it would have been Tyreek. He would have taped it way before.
Oh.
That's Tyreek's nature, and I'm thinking, like, this can't be real.
Like he went out of his way. He had too much free time.
Yeah. He had too much free. This can't, because you know Tyreek likes to troll. That's what he does. So, you'd send the whole NFL into a state of panic.
Well, I will tell you, it really did.
It was real.
There were a couple things that happened yesterday for the first time for me. In years, and I'll just go back to 20 years of doing the games with the Miami Dolphins. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen on opening day. I know we've had some other things. People are going through yesterday some of the things that have happened, but that's the craziest. Because
what's happened? What else has happened?
Your friend and our corner has got arrested before the game. That was a little crazy. Brent Grimes.
The wife.
Yeah. I knew that. But that was an opening day.
No. I'm just saying stuff that's happened. But for opening day, your best player.
No, they've had some weird stuff happen over the years, but this one was pretty.
Yeah, it's by itself. And then the other one that actually most people really care about is one of the great game-changing plays that we've seen, where the team looks like they're going down three scores, and Javon Holland makes the greatest play he's ever made as a Miami Dolphin. That was a lot of guys.
No, come on, the 99-yard punt return.
That is a game that changed the game.
You did
that change. By the way, I remember the 99 going taking it back 90, to the house.
Come on, 99 is pretty damn good.
But Javon Holland's tackle and forced fumble into the end zone, they were going down. There's a really, really good chance.
Game would have been over.
That was it. Down 17, and now that happens. That was going to be it. Javon Holland makes that play, and then the second part is it's the two best back-to-back plays I can ever remember in the history of this franchise. Because Tyreek Hill takes the next one, Tua hits Tyreek, and he runs 80 yards. His longest play that he's had since he's been with the Miami Dolphins.
Mm.
Javon Holland, Tyreek Hill, back-to-back plays.
Yeah.
And this is after everything that happened with Tyreek Hill before. Tyreek Hill, 6 hours yesterday, the three before the game and the three during the game.
Hope he had a calm after game experience.
I just hope he said, hey, somebody else drive me and just take me home or take me out to eat somewhere.
I actually think the players went to the facility and they
got treatment.
Got treatment.
Yeah, no. It's a short week. I actually joked about that. And you know who I had at the top of that list? Achan. Achan took some hits when he was outside trying to find an opening from linebackers inside. He got popped a couple of times.
Raheem, too.
Raheem took some shots and he got up slow.
Yep.
There's some guys that early in the season. By the way, were you surprised Jalen Wright didn't suit up and play?
No, because
he thought they'd go with three.
He's battling a leg issue, and I know he's not on the injury report, but that just means he's avoiding the trade.
And I got to tell you, Jalen Phillips his pass rushing was really, really good. First time back. Has a sack and almost had a couple more. Got his hand on Trevor's arm and also flushed him back where he just had to throw it away. Just he had three or four, whatever you want to call them, forces.
I need to know what his snap count was because I'm very curious.
I'll tell you who's played more than they wanted him to play yesterday is Calais Campbell.
I think that's going to be the whole season. Tell me who else is going to play. Name somebody. Name one guy.
I'm going to rotate the guys. Deshaun Hand.
Okay.
Brandon Peely.
You got anybody else? No, Brandon Peely's a nose tackle.
And Benito Jones.
They got nothing, man.
By the way, what did you think of Benito Jones?
It was okay. I didn't.
And Jordan Brooks. I didn't realize that, but you're right. I was thinking there was no 20 that showed up yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he was good in coverage. I don't know.
He was so good in Seattle. Had 4.5 sacks last year. Had 111 tackles.
I'm not hitting the panic button on anything defensively because obviously, if you play that well in the second half and you seal a game, you close out a game the way that they did, that's impressive. But it just don't smell right to me, Joe. It just doesn't smell right. Something's a little off about that defense, and I don't know how you fix it. Jalen Phillips played 34 snaps.
Okay.
Calais Campbell played 35 snaps.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like he played more than that.
Yep.
How many snaps in the game?
53 on defense.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well,
and the offense had 71.
I'm gonna say one thing. I'm gonna give Mike credit for this too. Besides winning the game, our team looked in good shape. We looked a lot. I thought there were a lot more energy in the fourth quarter. You can say because we're making a comeback, but Jacksonville either emotionally or physically, there was a letdown in that fourth quarter. It's like here we go again. We're gonna lose this game. They didn't tackle as well. They didn't play as well. And those two plays just absolutely demoralized that team early in the fourth quarter.
The team is a team that they expect teams to wilt in heat and humidity. Obviously, Jacksonville, that wasn't going to be a factor. But they expect to turn it on at the end of games. And they're built to handle it and sustain that. And obviously, maybe it was a factor. Maybe it was. But I would love to see them play a little bit crisper, a little bit cleaner early in the games. I'd love to see a better game plan. And that's
you're really down on Mike's game plan.
I'm sorry. I've seen better play. You know, I've watched every every day of training camp. I've seen better practice scripts.
So we got 9 o'clock hour. We'll come back and talk about it. It was clear to me that Mike thought the best way to get his running back. They tried to run wide too a lot, which is their bread and butter. But also, just get the ball out quickly. Just get it out quickly with the receivers and tight ends blocking in front of them.
Try to get HN. It was clear that the Jaguars were playing the outside zone consistently, and so when they went to the inside zone with Jeff Wilson, it was working.
Yeah.
So props to them for adjusting.
They say all the right things about the offensive line. I do wonder how much they really trust them.
They believe.
All right, I'll tell you what I believe in. Atlantic Men's Clinic, Omar. I've been telling you this. You've heard me talking about. I'll tell you what. Unbelievable results. Seriously, I just want to let you know. I'm not proud of it, but it's a fact. And most guys, if they're honest, have had to deal with this. And it's coming. If you haven't, it's coming. And that is ED and low T. Or low T and ED. Cousins that you don't want to hang around with. And I'm telling you right now, man, when you get it and your energy level is gone and you don't feel like doing anything but sitting on the couch and falling asleep and eating and all of a sudden you gain weight and you can't figure out why. Well, now you're not as active as you were before and your sex drive is gone on top of everything else. Your wife's making excuses for you. You're just stressed out, honey. No, I needed something. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I got to be honest. I told the owners, I said, I didn't even want to come see you guys. I really didn't want to. And when I left, I was so glad I came in to see you. And 6.5 months later, I tell everybody, wow, what an amazing experience going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Such great results. I'm 67 years old. I want to let you know that Atlantic Men's Clinic works. And if you're going through this in your 40s or 50s or early 60s, Atlantic Men's Clinic can help you get rid. If you still want to enjoy your life, and I mean from top to bottom, having more energy to really enjoy yourself on the weekends, to just having a better sex life again, maybe like it used to be, if not better, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. I'm just saying this as honest as I can be. If you're having a problem, call them and find out what they're all about. Meet with them. 877-455-7300. Don't be embarrassed. I'm talking about it. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.